Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. President Biden and congressional leaders will try to hash out an agreement to keep the government open past Friday. CBS's Scott McFarlane is covering.
Families who get their paychecks from the government, military service members, federal workers, have to worry about going without paychecks for some time. There are disruptions in federal programs, things like WIC, Women, Infants, and Children Nutritional Support, SNAP, the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance for those who need federal help to afford their food.
Deadline is Friday. Nikki Haley spent the day campaigning in Michigan ahead of Tuesday's primary. CBS's Ed O'Keefe spoke with her.
When you look back at results from over the weekend in South Carolina, what is your big takeaway?
Donald Trump did not get 40% of the vote. And that's the same thing that happened in Iowa. That's the same thing that happened in New Hampshire. And that should be a red flag for Republicans everywhere.
Haley also blasted Trump's takeover of the Republican National Committee. Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel announced she's stepping down, forced out by the former president, to make way for Trump's daughter-in-law and another ally to lead the party.
President Biden is sounding optimistic about a potential breakthrough in the ceasefire and hostage negotiation talks between Israel and Hamas. Former State Department negotiator Aaron David Miller.
You have a better chance now than any time since the last exchange in mid-November of securing the release of a limited number of hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners and an extended ceasefire.
The president says an announcement could come in a few days. People gathered at the University of Georgia to remember Laken Riley, a 22-year-old nursing student who was killed Thursday.
Scream the lyrics to your favorite song as loud as you can. Be kind. Catch up with your friends. And strive to be the type of person that Laken was, where his sister shared, even if you hadn't seen her in a while, it was like no time had passed at all.
Jose Ibarra has been charged with Riley's murder. He's a 26-year-old undocumented migrant from Venezuela. At least 15 people on the cruise ship Norwegian Dawn have been isolated after being tested for cholera.
The vessel has been denied permission to dock in the Indian Ocean nation of Mauritius off East Africa. Some on board developed stomach problems after visiting South Africa in mid-February. There have been a number of deadly cholera outbreaks in that region since early last year.
CBS's Jim Krasula, a proof copy of the first Harry Potter novel, bought for a few pennies in a secondhand bookshop in South London almost 30 years ago, has sold at auction for almost $14,000. The first edition copy of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone was bought in 1997, along with two other books for about 50 cents. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Early ballots in Wisconsin won't be counted until Election Day this fall. State Senator Dan Knodel tells WYSN-TV's Upfront that he has no plans to bring the so-called Monday processing bill before the Senate Elections Committee this spring. The bill would let election workers start counting early ballots the day before Election Day. It recently passed the Assembly with broad bipartisan support. A new report says only one in three people with commercial health insurance can find proper mental health care. Stanford psychiatrist Benjamin Miller says the American system treats mental health as less important.
And when you're in a crisis, will you or your loved one need get the help that they need? You have to work harder to get that help. It's almost like the cruelest irony in healthcare.
The report was released by the mental health advocacy group Inseparable. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Badgers take on Indiana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In men's college basketball, Wisconsin on the road against the Indiana Hoosiers. The Badgers trying to climb back into the AP Top 25. Marquette's now ranked fifth in the nation after their wins over DePaul and Xavier. In the Big Ten, the Badgers' Greg Gard says any team can be dangerous right now.
I mean, just look at Ohio State, you know, was left for dead 2 weeks ago. And now they beat Purdue and Michigan State in the span of a week. So the parity, as I keep saying, and is pretty evident, not only, you know, in our league, but across the country.
Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Reds 8-3 yesterday in Arizona. Tomorrow they'll face the Cubs and Craig Counsell. So many new players on the Brewers roster, but Christian Yelich says,
I definitely think we're going to be a competitive team this year. You know, even when we've been good the last few years, like, no one ever picks us to be good, you know, just because, you know, we're the Brewers and it is what it is.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, meteorologist Rodney Price. Some clouds and fog here in the overnight. Upper 40s by daybreak with a south wind. On Tuesday, we'll see some morning clouds give way to sunshine. Highs topping out in the upper 60s. Some late day showers and thunderstorms will be possible. It's 53 at our studios.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Lowball. Noon to 3 on Tuesday, we'll preview the Michigan primary and also cereal for dinner. We'll explain.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us, our old buddy Peter Montgomery, the research director with the Overseas Right Wing Watch, People for the American Way, PFAW. rightwingwatch.org or pfaw.org are the websites. Right Wing Watch on Twitter, People For on Twitter, Pete Mont, P-E-T-E-M-O-N-T, Peter Montgomery's X handle. Peter, welcome back to the program. This Project 2025, you've been writing about it, and I think a lot of people, you know, they've heard about it, but they really don't know what's going on, or they think it's just some little thing that the Heritage Foundation came out with. You know, this following on its mandate for leadership that goes back to the Reagan era. Number one, what is it? And number two, how is it different from previous efforts to help Republican presidents?
Sure. Well, in the Heritage's own words, it's a plan to take the reins of government when Trump or another Republican president takes office. So they believe that Trump was stymied in his first term from accomplishing all that the right-wing movement would have wanted him to accomplish. So they have set a game plan. They have a 900-page battle plan for every government department and agency. They have plans to purge tens of thousands of professional civil service employees to replace them with MAGA loyalists. So Trump doesn't have to stumble over anybody telling him what he wants to do is against the law, as he did in his first term. And they want to end the independence of law enforcement agencies like the FBI and the Justice Department, as well as independent agencies like the Federal Communications Commission, which oversee the media. And they want to do that so that Trump can use the full power of the federal government to take revenge on his personal and political enemies. So, you know, on one hand, you could say this is part of the tradition of Heritage, which does these mandate for leadership policy wish list documents that they've done since the Reagan administration. But this is just an order of magnitude different. And in addition to laying out this battle plan, they are recruiting and pre-vetting thousands of MAGA loyalists to fill the jobs that they hope to create by firing the professional civil service employees. And I saw them at CPAC. Heritage was there recruiting people to get their names in the database.
Wow. They're trying to come up with 20,000 people because they're going to do Schedule F and fire basically the cream, you know, the top level of management of all the federal agencies in America. Do I have that right?
That's right. And maybe not just the top level. One of the groups that is part of Project 2025 is actually focusing on more junior people. So they're recruiting young people who watch Steve Bannon's show online and others to be ready to be the foot soldiers, to be ready to fill lower level positions. So they're looking not only at the cabinet and the managers, but really how to, just give Trump total dictatorial control over the executive branch.
I've been watching the Heritage Foundation slide farther and farther to the right. I mean, a decade or so ago, actually, we used to get guests from there all the time. In fact, our studio when we were in Washington, D.C., was literally the building next door to the Heritage Foundation, which they eventually bought, and we ended up having to move the studio. They seemed reasonable. And then Jim DeMint came in, and they started getting very, very Republican partisan. Prior to that, my sense of it had been that they had been more about individual conservative issues. And now they've got this guy, Kevin Roberts, running the place. And he seems like almost a QAnon guy. I mean, how radical has the Heritage Foundation become, or am I misreading this?
No, I think you're exactly right. That's the trajectory. They were always very conservative. They, often were very kind of intellectual. They had a lot of intellectuals on staff and would have policy debates. But Jim DeMint really started moving it to the right. And as you said, Kevin Roberts, the current president, is just full-on MAGA. And he's very clear about that. And the guy that they have running Project 2025, is just clearly a flat-out culture warrior. He's always on Steve Bannon's show, recruiting people, talking about, the MAGA agenda that they're going to be able to do. And, one of the other people who's part of this is Stephen Miller, who... most people know as the architect of Trump's, severe anti-immigrant policies. And he's been bragging about how aggressively Trump's anti-immigration policies will be. But that's not it. That's not all he's talking about. He was at CPAC just talking about how conservatives have to jettison this libertarian ideology, which used to be the hallmark of CPAC, and just to embrace the raw use of government power to punish their enemies and to impose their will. And we've seen the whole conservative movement go in that direction, whether it's Ron DeSantis or whether it's the Heritage Foundation and the increasingly aggressive Christian nationalism we see throughout the Republican Party and the MAGA movement.
Yeah, this piece that you published on Project 2025, we're talking Peter Montgomery. I read it over at politicalresearch.org. You note that... first of all, you're quoting one of these Project 2025 people who says, when the founders spoke of pursuit of happiness, what they meant might be understood today as, in essence, pursuit of blessedness. This is an individual, that is, an individual must be free to live as his creator ordained. They also say that declaring that environmentalism is not a political cause but a pseudo-religion meant to baptize liberals' ruthless pursuit of absolute power in the holy water of environmental virtue, that they are anti-feminist, anti-choice, anti-LGBTQ, calling for government power to restore the American family, that the federal government must protect fertilized eggs from the moment of conception, calling for criminal action against distributors of abortion medication, and decreeing that religious business owners should be able to ignore non-discrimination laws. This all sounds pretty extreme. Are these actual solid examples, or is this just stuff from the fringe of the report and the effort? Or is this core to it?
That's solid examples. Yeah, that article, I encourage people to read it. It's at Political Research Associates, the Public Eye magazine. It's available online. And yeah, people can look through the Heritage Foundation's report. Most people don't want to plow through 900 pages, but you can, take a look in the table of contents. You can look at the agencies and issues that you're interested in. You can see, the disastrous climate agenda they have. You can see the horrific restrictions on bodily autonomy that you just mentioned. And we see how this is not, these views are not fringe. We just saw the Alabama Supreme Court declare fertilized eggs to be humans. We are the current Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, and 125 Republican House members have signed on a legislation that would declare fertilized eggs to be persons from the moment of conception. And one of the main architects of the religious right anti-gay movement, a guy named Robert George, who's a Princeton professor, not a fringe guy, he urged the Supreme Court to do that in his amicus brief in Dobbs, the decision that the Supreme Court used to overturn Roe. Robert George urged them to declare that fertilized eggs were people under the 14th Amendment and to require every state to treat abortion as homicide. So that's, you know,
it's very Catholic.
The Alabama Supreme Court is, you know, we've talked about, sometimes we talk about dominionist Christians and Christians who are believe in seven mountains dominionism, which is that the right kind of Christian should be in control of every aspect of society. Well, that's what it looks like in action. Mm-hmm. Here's the Chief Justice of the state Supreme Court quoting the Bible, citing God as the reason for his ruling. And, you know, the consequences would be really far-reaching if these people get more power than they already have.
Yeah. Can you imagine if a Supreme Court justice was quoting Thor or Odin? You know, I mean, it's like it would kind of put the point to it. But it's remarkable. So, Peter, how... Is Project 2025, like, is this solid? I mean, if let's say Trump loses in 4 years from now, some other Republican becomes president, they're still going to have this, right? This is not something that's unique to Trump. This is the new direction of the GOP. Do I have that right?
Yeah, I think that's right. And, you know, this is really, this is the culmination so far of what's been going on for 50 years in our country. You know, in 1972, Lewis Powell, pro-business guy who would eventually become a Supreme Court justice, wrote this memo warning the business community that liberals were taking over in colleges and universities and the media, and that they should fight back. And that started this, you know, massive investment from right-wing foundations and right-wing corporations, billions and billions of dollars to build the huge right-wing infrastructure we have now. The Heritage Foundation is at the center of that. But, you know, they've got 100 organizations who are joining them in Project 2025. So they've been successful in taking over the Supreme Court. Now they want to do the rest of the government.
Right.
And so, yeah.
Would it be safe to say that this is a pet project of America's right-wing billionaires?
Absolutely.
It's that you know, this is just very distressing. Peter Montgomery is the research director. He oversees Right Wing Watch, rightwingwatch.org, Right Wing Watch, at Right Wing Watch, the Twitter, and PFAW, People for the American Way. Peter, thank you so much for dropping by again. It's great talking with you. It's always great talking.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Does the First Amendment apply to social media? What's that all about? We'll talk about that in just a moment, and I'll be picking up your calls.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
17 minutes past the hour, helping you win the water cooler wars. We'll be right back.
Whether you're walking down West Palm Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstate market, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Okay, two quick stories here. Alexei Navalny was killed on the eve of the prisoner swap, according to his team now, because Alexei Navalny was killed, according to his team, because they were on the verge of a prisoner swap. There is a guy named Vadim Krasikov. He's an FSB agent jailed in Germany. He's kind of a professional assassin. And Putin wants him back. And they had cut a deal to get this guy out of the German prison in exchange for letting Navalny go, letting him go to the West. And apparently the diplomatic services of Germany and Russia had worked this out, and nobody had bothered to ask Putin what he thought about it. And so Putin had Navalny murdered so that this deal couldn't go through, or at least that's what his people are saying now. And that this was, in some ways, the deal was being brokered by a Russian billionaire oligarch, a guy by the name of Roman Abramovich, who had acted as the personal liaison between Western officials and Putin in brokering the deal. It's very interesting, the claims here. Now, that said, also, now there's a lawsuit that's being argued in front of the Supreme Court now, today, in which Texas and Florida, you know, in response to Twitter and Facebook banning Nazis from their platforms, Republicans in Texas and Florida came to the rescue of the Nazis, saying, you know, how dare you ban Nazis from these platforms? I mean, you know, they're our biggest supporters. We need these Nazis. And so they were sued, a couple of trade groups, NetChoice and Computers and Communications Industry Association, these two tech groups sued Texas and Florida. And one lower court, one appeals court, said, you know,
it's not a big deal. The social media companies can censor anybody they want. They're private companies. The First Amendment applies to the government censoring people, not to Facebook censoring people. And another court said, no, no, they can't censor people because that's, you know, a denial of their free speech rights. And therefore, they've got to let those Nazis on the platform. So the question now is, you know, how is this going to shake out? Which way are they going to go? And, you know, I don't think anybody's really sure. But they're arguing, the tech companies are arguing that any government control over their platform is going to be a problem. You know, I'm no fan of these tech companies, frankly. I think that, you know, I wrote a whole book about them, The Hidden History of Big Brother in America. You know, they're not playing honestly. They don't let us know what's in the algorithms, for example. I mean, you know, we really should. So keep an eye on this one. This is going to get interesting. All right, let's pick up your phone calls here. David in Seattle. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Thanks for taking my call, Tom. Hey, the primaries are kind of decided. I mean, Republicans and Democrats, right? I mean, Biden and Trump, so, you know, supposedly.
Sure, looks like it.
I got my ballot for, you know, to decide, and it's kind of like, you know, you have to pledge your allegiance to one or the other. And I thought, you know, why don't we just send them all a message? And since these two candidates are going to be installed to go after each other, for those Democrats, or for anyone for that matter, just write in Julian Assange's name so that they get the message that we're tired of being lied to.
In the primaries. How has Biden been lying to you, David?
Well, I'm talking about the parties themselves. The two-party system has failed this country miserably. And
how is that lying to you?
Well, what do you mean? Take your pick. I mean, how many wars have we gotten into? How much destruction has been laid? How many countries have had to deal with our imperial status?
You think Donald Trump becoming president would solve that problem?
No, but what I'm saying is sending a message to both parties. By putting Assange's name in there, that, you know, free someone who's trying to expose the lies that are, you know, that the state that is deep or what have you is always perpetrating in our name.
Well, he was also promoting Putin and Trump, you know.
Well, he probably has a lot to say and has uncovered a lot of stuff, and he's a journalist.
Well, arguably, you know? Yeah. Okay.
And all right, he's David. In jail. He's going to spend the rest of his life in jail because he's a journalist.
Yeah, I don't consider Assange a journalist, but that's a whole separate discussion. David, thank you for your call. We'll be back. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with your calls right after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's 27 minutes past the hour. Back with your calls right after this.
Broadcasting from the Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasing to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
CBS News Brief. There's going to be a face-to-face meeting at the White House with President Biden and the four top congressional leaders. They'll be talking about two tough issues, says CBS's Bo Erickson.
The President and House Republicans have been in a standoff over additional defense funding for Ukraine and Israel, as well as more funding for security operations at the U.S. southern border.
Some progressive Democrats in Michigan say they'll mark their primary ballots on Tuesday for uncommitted. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says it's a way for them to protest President Biden's support for Israel in its war with Hamas.
That's what organizers are hoping for, at least 10,000 votes cast for uncommitted. Why 10,000 votes? That's the number of votes, roughly, that Hillary Clinton lost to Donald Trump by here back in 2016.
President Biden says negotiations are progressing toward a ceasefire and a return of Hamas-held hostages.
My national security advisor tells me that we're close. We're close. It's not done yet. And my hope is by next Monday, we'll have a ceasefire.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The search for a missing three-year-old boy in eastern Wisconsin turns a week old Tuesday. Elijah Vu hasn't been seen since last Tuesday in Two Rivers. Volunteer searchers say they're trying to stay positive. Meanwhile, Elijah's mother and her boyfriend were in court on Friday on child neglect charges. Officials with the State Department of Natural Resources say that wildfire season in Wisconsin is starting early this year, thanks to a lack of snow cover and unusually warm weather. Last week alone, DNR officials say they tracked 15 wildfires that burned around 30 acres. So far this year, they've tracked over 50 fires across the state. The 10-year average during the same period is three fires burning by this point in the year. Most of Wisconsin was under an elevated fire risk on Monday. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some clouds and fog here in the overnight. Upper 40s by daybreak with a south wind. On Tuesday, we'll see some morning clouds give way to sunshine. Highs topping out in the upper 60s. Some late day showers and thunderstorms will be possible. Right now, it's 51.
The Todd Allbus Show.
You look at Taylor Swift, she fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
For
from international trade policy to immigration policy to housing. We've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. Four minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, John in D-Land, Florida. Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, good morning. I wonder if it's wrong of me to think that I would like the Supreme Court to rule a president has 100% immunity. Because if that happened, I don't see anything to stop Biden and his crew from sending Trump and the rest of the Republican seditionists down to Guantanamo Bay, saying the three Supreme Court justices are illegitimate that Trump installed, reverse all the decisions and reset completely.
You're right.
Why not? Let's get it. I want that decision. Let's go.
Yeah, do it before Biden leaves office, and then he can just stay there as long as he wants. Or he could appoint Kamala Harris as president or anybody else. Yeah, what astonishes me is that the Supreme Court took this case that a week and a half ago, they were expected to have ruled on it and they haven't, which pretty much clearly says that somebody is writing a contrary opinion, a dissent, and that whoever's writing that dissent, and my bet would be Clarence Thomas, although it could be Sam Alito, is taking their damn sweet time, because they know that every day that they work on writing their dissent, they're giving another day of delay to Donald Trump. And
exactly.
I'd bet $50 it's Clarence Thomas, but except that I don't bet $50. But I'm with you, John.
But please give him immunity. Please. If anything goes right this year, let it be that.
It would be the end of the Republic, but it would be extraordinarily ironic. John, thank you for the call. Kevin in Omaha, Nebraska. Hey, Kevin, what's on your mind today?
You mentioned Jack Posobiec a couple times last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I have he's a right-wing influencer with 2.4 million followers on Twitter.
Right.
Anyway, I have an uplifting story about him. I was walking home from the grocery store in April of 2022, cutting through the park, and there's this thing kind of like the Hollywood Bowl, with a band shell and a big acts come here and probably hold about 5,000 people. Well, anyway, up on the stage, there was a guy with a microphone and some speakers and, about nine people in front of him. And I'm thinking, and I could hear him from quite a bit away, so I got closer to find out what was going on. And I thought it was like open mic comedy, because he's talking about, when I was a kid, there was only men and women. Mm-hmm. And now, I'm going like, God, that's like the worst Seinfeld I've ever heard. And so I got home to try and figure out what was going on. It said something about Nebraska Summit. And this was Jack Posobiec's 2022 summit that they had booked this gigantic event for. And all they could get was nine people to show up.
Nine people?
Nine.
Wow.
Not 90, not 900. Wow. Nine. And this is in a red state. It was heavily publicized. They had banners. It was in a PA, a sound system. They were, expecting a crowd. And so then I did some Googling when I got home. It's literally right across the street.
Right.
So I figured, oh, my gosh, I have to go back. And I figured out who it was. So I'll take some pictures. This will be funny to post these on Twitter. And they were gone. And then I went back on Twitter, and they put out a notice. They moved the summit to a pizza parlor down the street.
Oh, geez.
So these people, they had these huge, seemingly, well, they do. 2.4 million followers.
Yeah.
But how can you not get, 20 people to show up if you have 2.4 million followers?
I know. Well, you wonder how many of those are bots. I know that... our followers, I think I've got 197,000 on Twitter, and it had been growing steadily for years. Every month there'd be another 1,000 or 2,000. When Musk took over, it just froze at 197,000, and it has not moved from that number in over a year now.
And Jack went from 1.2 million to 2.4 million
exactly,
in that same time.
Exactly. So Twitter is they're tweaking the controls in the back room to turn Twitter into more and more of a truth social, into more and more of a kind of a right wing
spot. It's really unfortunate. It's really sad. Kevin, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. That was quite a story. Thank you. Bob in Winter Haven, Florida. Hey, Bob, thanks for listening to WNMF. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller, and
thank you, Bob.
I had a thought about a few calls back. You had somebody call about the Alabama in vitro fertilization.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, since these IVFs are considered persons, they're obviously not adult because they can't go out and get a job, so they must be children. Since they're persons, they'd have to be children.
Well, children, in fact, is the word that was used by the Alabama Supreme Court to define them.
Well, wonderful. Then that all has already been determined. Then when it comes tax time, because they do 8, 10, 12 of these at a time.
Right.
Do you get a deduction for 8, 10, or 12 extra children?
Yeah, if Louise and I had done IVF and we lived in Alabama and there were 8 or 9, you know, frozen embryos left over from producing the baby in the freezer, I would be very seriously considering registering them with the IRS and getting Social Security numbers for them and then claiming a standard deduction. Why not? I mean,
yeah,
Alabama Supreme Court says do it.
You could be tax-free for years.
Yeah, there you go. It's incredible. It's incredible. Bob, thank you. Thank you very much for that. Marie in Atlanta. Hey, Marie, what's on your mind today? Thanks for listening to SiriusXM.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was listening to your interview with Peter Montgomery and what he was saying about seeing people at CPAC lining up to sign up for roles in the federal government if Trump is elected and enacts Schedule S and dumps a bunch of, essentially puts a bunch of loyalists in place.
Right.
And so as I was thinking about that, I mean, if you understand, you know, him saying that he wants to be dictator for a day, for those who think that even if you take him at his word, think about what they're lining up for day one.
Right.
Because that's, for them to be taking names now and getting people to sign up and vetting people for roles in federal government, that means day one involves all of those people getting control.
Yep.
Even if you assume that nothing further happens beyond that first day.
Yep, absolutely.
And it's akin to, you know, I won't take credit for this, but there's a woman on TikTok, African-American woman named Kel Bell, and in her account she talks about how she looks at the election and Donald Trump in the context of these home remodeling shows where they hand the owner of the home a sledgehammer and they let them just go to town on demolition.
Mm-hmm.
The difference being that those people, there's a general contractor who tells them you can destroy this wall, but don't destroy that wall because that's a load-bearing wall and your house will crash down around you.
Right.
So this idea that Trump will be a dictator for a day is like giving him the sledgehammer.
Right.
And him knowing without you telling him, oh, that's the load-bearing wall.
Right.
That's the one.
And that's what he's going after. Yeah. Excellent.
Exactly.
Excellent metaphor, Marie, or analogy or whatever it is. It's well done. Thank you very much for sharing that with us. That was, you know, very thought-provoking. I appreciate it. Nancy in Stockbridge, Vermont. Hey, Nancy, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I'm calling because two friends of mine who are Democrats went to the town clerk and got absentee ballots today for Republicans just to vote for Nikki Haley.
Right.
And I'm wondering, would you do that, Tom? Would you take, I mean, maybe Vermont, you know, can, it's only in Vermont, I don't know, but people are doing that.
Yeah.
People are actually voting Republican.
Yeah, about
I'm
half.
Wondering, what do you think about that?
About half our states have what are called closed primaries, where the only way you can vote in the Republican primary is if you're pre-registered as a Republican or Democrat. The other half of the states, more or less, have what are called open primaries, which is where anybody can vote in either primary. You can just, you have to pick one, and you can only pick in one of the two. You can only vote in one of the two primaries. And apparently
right,
that's the case
right.
in Vermont. So, you know,
in
these open would I do it? No, I would go in and give Joe Biden my vote just because I'm not a fan of, you know, this whole too clever by half thing. It seems to me that the way to do it would be to just be up front. But I get it that there are Democrats who are
work?
Say what?
What if it works? If a lot of Democrats do that.
Well, Nikki Haley has a better chance of beating Joe Biden than Donald Trump does. So if it works, it could be an even bigger disaster, because Nikki Haley has said that Project 2025 is her. Those are her peeps too.
Oh, I just wanted to get your thoughts on that, because I don't think I'm going to do it either.
Yeah. No. It's up to you, and I'm just, sharing my opinion of it. I think it's a bad idea, generally speaking. People should just let political parties do what they're doing. I mean, whatever you want to do. Nancy, thank you for the call. Nice to hear from you there in Vermont. We'll be right back. It's 44 minutes past the hour, 44 and a half. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Whoa, it's snowing here in Portland. I'll be back with your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Whether you're walking down Les Paul, Hallmark Les Paul, fighting traffic on the farmers market, this is the Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water. Vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election.
and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring, you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Scott in Newport, Oregon. Hey, Scott, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I just wanted to run something past you real fast. Everybody, like, these commentators are all talking about where's Trump going to find all this money to pay his fines? You know, Putin is the richest guy in the world,
yep.
Controls more money than probably anybody. You know, all he's got to do is buy $1 billion worth of golden shoes.
Yep.
And we're done. And then Trump would have money to campaign on, and, you know, and it's a bargain. I mean, this is just a yard sale bargain as yep. far as taking over.
So, and it should be illegal, but Trump blew up that norm for 4 years while he was president and was not seriously challenged for violating the Emoluments Clause.
Right. Well, the thing is, he isn't president now, so there's no emolument problem.
Right. You're absolutely right.
No.
There arguably are campaign finance problems, but I'm not even holding my breath on those.
Yeah, same here. Same here. It's just, it's like whatever goes on. I agree with whoever it was called earlier about, you know, the levers must be in place. They must be really confident. And Putin must be really confident, yeah. or he wouldn't be just pushing this thing.
Yeah, I'm with you. And you know, he's cranking his troll army up to 11. Yep.
Yeah.
Scott, thank you. Thank you very much. Donald in Tigard, Oregon. Hey, Donald, what's on your mind today?
During World War II, there were isolationists in Congress that would not allow Roosevelt to send more goods to England, Churchill.
Yeah.
He devised a program called Lend-Lease to bypass that. I wonder if Biden could do the same thing.
I'm not sure. There was a lot of blowback to Lend-Lease when FDR did that. Hamilton Fish led the charge in the House of Representatives. He gave a lot of speeches. He was very outraged about it, and he was, you know, later found to be in tight with the actual German Nazis. But there were a number of members of Congress who were, and so I don't know if they passed legislation to make that impossible going forward or not. I just don't know if that's an option. I think right now, you know, Biden's going to lay down a heavy-duty sales pitch tomorrow. Mike Johnson is holding the whole thing up. Tomorrow, Biden's going to be meeting with Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, Mike Johnson, and Hakeem Jeffries. And if they can't convince Johnson to go along with this, then it's definitely going to be time for Plan B. What that Plan B should be, whether it's Lend-Lease or something else, I don't know. But, you know, we've got to do something. I mean, this is right now, Ukrainian soldiers and Ukrainian civilians, for that matter, are dying every single day, are dying. And that blood is on Mike Johnson's hands, on Moscow Mike's hands.
I agree.
And it's,
thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you, Donald. We all need to be calling our members of Congress and letting them know how we feel. Paul in Thousand Oaks, California. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. First time, long time.
Thank you.
You know, listening to your guest earlier in the hour, it brought back something in my mind about the Heritage Foundation, as well as the Federalist Society, both of which are 501c3s and can get tax-free donations from anybody.
That's right.
Why is that?
Because under the tax code, if you register as a 501c3 and you don't distribute, dividends, you can accept.
But there's 501c3 and there's 501c4. Can't give money to, I can't give tax-free money to political organizations.
501c4 can.
Blatantly, you can't write it off your taxes.
Right. No, you can't with a C4, but C4s can.
Why are they C3s and not C4s? They're obviously political. They have political agendas. They promote them.
Well, I believe that the Democratic and Republican parties are C3s. aren't they? Maybe there's a special provision in the tax code for political parties. I don't know. But I'm not sure I understand your question, Paul. I mean, anybody can incorporate a C3. It's only the churches that are not allowed to engage in politics under tax law.
But a C4 is a political, has political agendas and right. individual.
Yeah, I know. I'm on the board of a C4.
Right, and I can't give to a C4 and claim it as a deduction on my taxes as a charitable donation.
Correct. I believe.
But I can do a C3.
Right.
And C3s are. I mean, I don't know why I can't give to a political to a campaign,
right.
and take a tax deduction for that, but I can give to the Heritage Foundation.
Right. So the parties must not be C3s. They must be C4s or something else. I don't know, Paul. And now that I'm thinking back on the Johnson Amendment, you know, back what was that, 1956, I think. That if a C3 engages in political activity, they lose their nonprofit status. I think my guess would be that Heritage has very carefully made sure that when they take policy positions and all this kind of thing, they just don't use the word Republican. They use the word conservative, which means that they're expressing not a political preference but a policy preference, and that's the difference. It's the only thing I can come up with, and that pretty much probably has to be it. But, you know, if they were to shut down...
Very disconcerting. I would love to be able to shut off some of their donations.
Well, there's a bunch of good liberal C3s as well, you know, so it's you would be throwing the baby out with the bathwater. But, I get your point. Paul, I need to move along. Thanks for the call.
I think desperate times call for desperate measures.
Okay. Yeah, I won't disagree with that. Thank you, Paul. Jim in Moline, Michigan. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today?
Hey there, how are you doing?
Good. What's up?
I was wondering how you're thinking about how things are really going under the Biden administration. I mean, I haven't lived inflation like this since Jimmy Carter.
Actually, the inflation right now is lower than when Ronald Reagan was in office. Inflation has come down quite substantially. And we've got the lowest unemployment rate that we've had since the 60s. And you just want to mutter at me. Okay. Janet in Seattle. Hey, Janet, what's on your mind today?
Well, about your earlier caller who said that women would claim rape in order to get child support.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
I think there should be universal DNA testing, that the government should give a child subsidy to the custodial parent and then collect that from the non-custodial parent. And then all children would be eligible for inheritance rights. And this removes the problem of women having to find money to sue to get right. child support yeah. or who are too afraid for their life.
Okay. Janet, thank you. Thank you very much. It's a larger discussion than we have time for right now. I'm sorry. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. It includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay, go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, Netta.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.